Twitter suspends Christian group for accurately describing Biden's transgendered health official Dr. Levine's biological sex. By Penny Starr on January 30, 2021. A Christian organization has been suspended from the Twitter social media platform for stating Dr. Rachel Levine's Assistant Secretary for Health at the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, biological sex. In recent weeks, tech giants like Twitter, Facebook, and Google have been censuring mostly conservative voices on social media platforms, including former President Donald Trump and MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. You can now add Focus on the Family's The Daily Citizen to the list. Jim Daly, president of the organization, wrote in a blog last week. Daly wrote about the ongoing censorship that has taken place in the wake of a volatile election. As I've noted before, big tech titans are the new emperors of the 21st century, wielding an inordinate amount of power by silencing individuals and organizations that don't comport or cave to their political or social point of view. This past week, Twitter locked the Daily Citizen for an alleged rules violation, specifically that we had posted hateful content. It's simply not true. We did no such thing. At issue was a tweet pointing to a story about Dr. Rachel Levine, President Biden's controversial nominee for Assistant Secretary for Health at the Department of Health and Human Services. The tweet included the following sentence: Dr. Levine is a transgender woman, that is, a man who believes he is a woman. Daly said the appeal to Twitter about the suspension was denied. Over the course of the last week, President Biden has been stressing the need for unity, but his actions since taking office are all about demanding uniformity, Daly wrote. There appears to be no room for convictional disagreement. You will comply, or be silenced. Daly included in his blog the list of others who have been silenced on social media. Curt Schilling, had his insurance dropped by AIG, may not make Hall of Fame today because of statements supporting conservative causes. Brandon Eich, Mozilla CEO, ousted after it was discovered he'd privately given money in support of California's anti-gay marriage referendum in the past. Martina Navratilova, thrown off LGBT advocacy board and loses speaking engagements and documentary after arguing that transgender male athletes shouldn't be able to compete in women's sports. J.K. Rowling, prevented from getting last book published because of tweets making distinctions between the sexes. Ariel Pink dropped from record label for attending Trump rally. Not to mention all of the people who have been fired from jobs for attending the January 6th rally, regardless of whether they even came near the Capitol. CrossFit founder Greg Glassman forced to sell company after making remarks critical of the rioting last year. It goes on, Daly wrote. And we were only at the beginning of a coordinated effort to silence those of us with socially conservative convictions. Focus of the Family's The Daily Citizen reported that the organization is getting support from allies. Allies of Focus on the Family are sending a letter to Twitter, declaring their support for the organization and the truth that a person's biological sex cannot be changed. The effort, led by Family Policy Alliance, FPA, asks Twitter to reconsider its lockdown of the Daily Citizen for posting a tweet that defined a transgender woman as a man who believes he is a woman. FPA also started a petition that they'll send Twitter. The petition says, "Dear Twitter, you recently banned Focus on the Family's The Daily Citizen from your platform for stating a biological fact, a biological male is a male. I stand with Focus on the Family. So, if you are going to ban them, are you going to ban millions of others like me who believe that biology is reality, and that freedom of speech matters in America? If your censorship continues, Twitter will become a stagnant echo chamber. We, the undersigned, are both state and national organizations who represent millions of Americans who all hold to the truth that a person's biological sex cannot be changed. And we will continue to speak this truth freely. You recently locked out Focus on the Family's The Daily Citizen from their Twitter account for speaking this truth. We all stand beside Focus on the Family. So, if you ban them, are we next?" In addition to the petition in the letter, earlier today FPA launched a Twitter campaign, #AreWeNext? They and supportive organizations and individuals are asking if they'll also be locked out of Twitter for stating the truth that transgender-identified individuals remain the genetic and biological sex they were born, regardless of drugs, hormones and surgeries, the Daily Citizen reported. Follow Penny Star on Twitter or send news tips to star@Breitbart.com.